November 6th. Now to him who is able. Jude, verses 24 and 25, New King James. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Jude is a short but intense book. Jude is dealing with the subject of false teachers who have crept into the church. These teachers are twisting the grace of God into a license to do whatever they want. And whatever they want is unclean and denies the lordship of Jesus. So Jude tells the believers to contend for the faith. This is not an attack on those who hold different beliefs. Rather, it's a strong defense of the true gospel. Today, we do not attack those who differ with us on minor issues, but neither do we tolerate teachings that deny Jesus and allow for any kind of living. Jude made it clear that God does not approve of such people and reminds the believers of those who erred in the past. Jude closes this letter on a positive note, a benediction of sorts. He acknowledges God who is able to keep us from stumbling or falling. I had a pastor in one of the churches I attended as a teen who would walk down the center aisle and close every service with this prayer. I remember hearing that God is able to keep us from falling. That truth is not a license to do whatever, but a reverential respect for what our God can do. He's able to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. That is, sounds good. God's presence and exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise. That would be a good phrase to meditate on. We seem to exalt those who are smart or wise among us, but God alone is wise. He's the source of all timeless wisdom that lasts throughout the ages. So to God we give glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen, or so be it. Application. Jude is a short book, and this is a short devotional, but the ending verses are a great reminder of how great and majestic our God is. It's too easy to treat him too casually, but he's worthy of so much more. We can look to him to protect us and keep us from stumbling. We can look to him to complete the work he started in us, and we can look to him both now and forevermore. Prayer. Thank you, Father, for your keeping and protecting power. I acknowledge you as the only wise God, worthy of glory, majesty, dominion, and power today and forever. Amen.